Hi, this is Dr. Patrick Cohn with Peak Performance Sports. Today I have the pleasure of talking with Stephanie Nikitas. She's the head coach, women's tennis coach at UCF in her fourth season with the Knights. And she was also a standout player at Florida from 96 to 99, earning All-American recognition six times for the Gators. And she won 128 singles matches during her collegiate career, including four Grand Slam titles. Stephanie, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
Today's player, I mean, you obviously have the experience not only from the player perspective, from now from the coach's perspective. Today's player, are they receptive to the mental game? Do they feel like it's an important part? Is it something that you stress? Can you talk a little bit about your philosophy about that?
Yes, it's absolutely something that we stress. And, you know, it varies depending on the level of player that you find and what their background has been in junior tennis. You know, some of the higher level junior players maybe have had a little bit of experience working with maybe a sports psychologist or working a little more on their mental game. But then, you know, depending on the level, you might find that some players have really not had a lot of focus on this. And for us at UCF right now, we kind of see both sides of the coin. So we've had players come in that have had experience with it, and then some that really haven't at all. We've had some success, absolutely, with working on the mental game as a team, as well as individually with each player. And then also having them sit with a psychologist and work on things individually without coaches present. And we've seen great success in that area.
And what are the biggest mental game challenges that you're seeing with collegiate players today? Is it confidence issues or consistency, lack of mental preparation, poor emotional control? What are some of the top challenges that you see today with players?
Confidence is probably the biggest, if I had to separate one. It seems as though definitely hard to gain confidence, but they are very hard on themselves and don't allow the positives to shine through, and always kind of putting a little bit too much pressure on themselves, and therefore, it's hard to build confidence. I mean, you need to build that through practice and repetition. And sometimes when they go out into matches, they're a little bit too result-oriented. And they just keep getting beat down confidence-wise. So, you know, it's something that we talk about a lot, and how you slowly start to build that step by step, and what you can do off of the court, in the weight room, on the track, other things that help build your confidence. And learning how to sustain it is probably the most difficult part.
That seems to me like a trend today about players, as you say, being very hard on themselves. We see a lot of perfectionists, or I work with a lot of perfectionists coming up. And as you know, when you're hard on yourself and you have very high expectations and you've got some of these perfectionist tendencies, it's very hard to develop that confidence. Do you think that's kind of a trend that you see more recently, or has that tendency always been around?
It might be a trend with the generations that are coming through today. I think that, you know, growing up, they've always kind of been told very positive things all the time. And then when they come up across maybe some adversity or a challenge and maybe fail, which, you know, is going to happen all the time, failing might be losing, they don't take it very well because they haven't been used to that. And I think there is a difference in the way that, you know, players and young juniors now handle that. And, you know, I think back when we used to play, I mean, you realize that tennis is a game of mistakes. And if you're trying to be a perfectionist, you're probably in the wrong sport. you know, I tell my players all the time that you're going to make mistakes. I guarantee it. You're going to go out and play this match right now, and you're going to make errors. But it's how you deal with those that will, you know, lead you to success. And you know, if you want to be perfect, you should probably be a figure skater and have, you know, have to go out there for 2.5 minutes and display utter perfection, but it's really impossible to do on the tennis court.
So you're well aware of that, and you try to diffuse that with your players continuously.
Definitely, yes.
Okay, so what are some of the other things that you would say? So if it's challenged with confidence, I mean, we've talked about some of the things, being hard on yourself, being perfectionistic, and having super high expectations, always wanting to win, and things like that. What are the things that you see that are derailing players' confidence today?
I think that it has to do a little bit with the fact that they only see a positive result if they win. And that's the way they're gauging themselves. They're not looking at the little things in between. Okay, I just improved. Maybe I didn't miss. I didn't double fault the entire match if somebody was working on their serve. They don't see that as an improvement if they've lost the match. So there's always just the bar set too high. Instead of working on the little things in between to improve, maybe somebody's working on their, you know, cross-court forehand or whatever it may be, and being able to break things down and see the improvements within the day-to-day practices and activities and then on to matches. And you're not going to win every match that you play, and you're not going to go out there just because you've been working on something for a couple weeks or even a month and it doesn't fix itself that quickly. So I think because they focus on the end result and the only satisfaction that they give themselves is if they win or lose, then it's you're kind of always setting yourself up for failure.
So you might have a player where she played lights out. She had played a great match, played right to her level of capability, to her potential, but yet played a better player, lost, and then didn't get any confidence from that, is what you're saying.
Exactly. Yes, you can see that a lot.
What are some of the other mental game challenges? So confidence, obviously, is really important in sports. What are some of the other big challenges that you see at the collegiate level?
We've seen a little bit of, I guess, performance anxiety on the court with, you know, dealing with the ups and downs of a match and knowing that, you know, you might play a few games well, a few games poorly, your opponent might play some well, and everything's not going to go, you know, your way while you're out there. So dealing with adversity while you're on the court and not letting your emotions get the best of yourself while you're out there competing.
Now, you define performance anxiety as that I'm anxious, I'm tense about the match. I go out there on the court, and it shows in the first couple of games where I'm not hitting out on the ball and I'm tense. Is that kind of your vision?
A little bit, and that they're overthinking. I think another way that I would define it is, let's say, playing pretty well and cruising for a little while. Let's say somebody goes up 4-1, and it seems like they're doing a great job in the match, but their opponent plays a couple of solid games, maybe this player made a couple errors, and it's 4-3 now on this changeover, and they're on the changeover and they're acting like they're down, you know, a set and 4-3 when they're really actually up 4-3 still, but they've just lost those two games. And I think dealing with that scenario is very important, because huge momentum shifts can happen. And then, you know, end up on the wrong side of that shift if you don't gather your emotions and realize that you're still ahead, you were playing great to get up 4-1, and, you know, having the belief that you can get that back again.
Well, great stuff. This is Patrick Cohn. I've been talking with Stephanie Nikitas, the head coach for the University of Central Florida Knights women's tennis team. Thanks a lot, Stephanie.
Thank you. It's been great.